الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم Alhamdulillah, even at this short notice you have gathered. There was a change in my program, but I was receiving many calls. Are we having majlis? Are we having majlis? So I always say that that is a sign that we have got love and muhabbat for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we wish to listen to something about some tafsir of some ayat or some commentary of some hadith sharif or some naat sharif or some incident in the life of some companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam or some pious and righteous elders in the Ummat or the Awliya-i-Kiram. So the desire to listen to these things is an indication of our love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise people want to listen to what they saw in the latest film, what they read in the latest magazine. They want to listen to world news. Now there's nothing wrong in listening to some news of the world with the niyat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummat is throughout the globe, and anything that affects any ummati in some part of the globe, it should affect us too. But what really happens is that day and night our time goes in just discussing those issues which are not relevant at all. They are not going to help us in any way. It's just futile discussion. Because we are sitting at a dinner table, we are sitting at a walima table, we are sitting at a nikah ceremony. So after that, what must we do? We must engage in some talk. Now if we have to talk about deen, then people get bored. They become upset. So we have to speak some things. So now we will go on and on and on about things which are totally irrelevant or futile. That is what is objectionable. So much of our valuable and precious time goes in that. A little while of discussion about some relevant issues or some politics or some economics or some medicine or something of that line, and then we get down to something constructive. And if we feel that we cannot get down to something constructive in that majlis that we are sitting, in that program, in that on the dinner table or wherever it is, then finish up, go home and do something that is constructive. Or go to the business and do something constructive. Do something, either do something of dunya or do something of deen, but let it be constructive. It doesn't mean whole day you must read Quran Sharif, whole day make tasbihat. So, deen ka kaam karo ya dunya ka karo, kuch bhi karo. Keep yourself occupied in anything that is constructive. And if a person occupies his time constructively, he can come up with so many things that will increase his livelihood also. So why waste our time, days and days, going on the television box, watching cricket, football, rugby, this game, that game, that game, and then late night again, all the different types of films. And so this is what is objectionable. So at the short notice, we decided that for my friends who are keen and desirous, so why not we discuss our Mehboob Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mehboob city, Madina Sharif, and his resting place, Madina Sharif. And why should we not light up our hearts with that fire of love of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will make us desirous of spending our latter days or whatever number of days muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba and getting burial in Baqi. So we will continue with the wasiyat and nasihat of Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam rahmatullah alayh. The first part of it, every time that we start again to recap, then we end up same place. We don't seem to proceed any further. So therefore, I will, without much explanation, just go through the first part. Those who wish to listen to some explanation, then get the tapes of the previous weeks.
Azizo ko mujhe ikra zaki hai ab khabar karna agar mehfooz rehna ho to tayba mein guzar karna agar mehfooz rehna ho تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا.
If you wish to be protected, you want your iman to be protected, to remain salamat, then spend your days in Madina Tayyiba. For those for whom it is possible. It's not going to be possible for everybody. But at least the desire can be in the hearts of the poorest of the poor. Even the poorest of the poor, he can have the desire at heart, he can have the tamanna at heart, he can have the intention at heart. Allah Ta'ala changes conditions. A person is extremely poor today, he can be extremely rich tomorrow. And the person extremely rich today can be extremely poor tomorrow. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This is something that will carry on. So even the poorest of the poor too can say, Ya Allah, create the conditions for me to settle in Madina Tayyiba. Then even if he does not settle and the conditions are not created, but because of his heart's desire, Allah Ta'ala will give him those rewards.
Azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna agar mehfooz rehna ho تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا.
The world is definitely going to drown in the ocean of fitnas. It's going to be extremely difficult for a true mu'min to stay outside Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, because the fitnas of Dajjal are going to be everywhere. So where is he going to get protection? The best place for protection is Madina Tayyiba. Especially those people whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with plentiful of properties and assets and wealth, then they should start planning to settle in Madina Tayyiba. And Allah Ta'ala is creating the conditions. Things are easing up. It's far more easier now to obtain visas and iqamas and get into some business there, something, do something there for the purposes of staying there. As it was not like that in the past, it was difficult. So you can see that kashf of Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, it's coming very, very true. He said there will be a window period close to Qiyamah or in the latter days before the real fitnas of Dajjal will start. There will be like a window period in which any person from anywhere in the world, any Muslim, wishes to enter Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif and reside there. They will be granted permission. They will be given, as we say, visas or iqamas or residential permits. So at that time he says, don't hesitate. Move into Madina Sharif.
جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے، بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا، جو ناقدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی، جو باقی ہے اسی کی قدر تم اب عمر بھر کرنا.
The life which is gone is gone. Ha, how we all wish that we were young. Those who have reached the 60s, they all wish that they get those days again to go back to school, to madrasa, to college, to university, everybody. They wish, everybody will say, I wish for those college days, for those school days. Like we wish for those madrasa days again, those Darul Uloom days. What beautiful environment. 24 hours, Qal Allah, Qal Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in that lovely environment. But we didn't value it and appreciate it whilst we were there. So a person only appreciates after the ni'mat is gone. Right from one end of India to the other end, there were great, great akabir, great walis, great wuzrus, people of great kashf and karamat. What kind of people they were. But we could not show that appreciation for them at that time because we were just beginning to learn. We didn't even know the ABC of tasawwuf and everything else. So, جو نا قدری میں گزری وہ تو گزری زندگی اپنی. That is gone now. We can't even cry over it. We must just make توبہ, make sincere توبہ over the past. Don't keep on reading وظیفہ of the past. Lots of people keep on reading a وظیفہ of the sins. So, you don't have to keep reading a وظیفہ of those sins. When you're making توبہ, make توبہ, Ya Allah, all the sins that I committed, major, minor, from the time I became of age up till now, in the light of day, darkness of nights, knowingly, unknowingly, forgive me for all those sins. Finish. Now look ahead that Ya Allah protect me now in future. So that life is gone. Jo baqi hai, that which is left now, he says, uski qadr karo. Appreciate it, value it, because this, what is present, will also go away into the past. As I speak, is gone to the past. Every word, every breath that you take, finish, it's gone to the past. So when will we start appreciating and valuing?
Duae mangna iski ke ab jo umr baqi hai khuda tumko ata kar de مدینے میں بسر کرنا، خدا تم کو عطا کر دے مدینے میں بسر کرنا.
Make a lot of dua. Ya Allah, whatever life of mine is left, bless me with the tawfiq to spend it in Madinah Sharif. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they made hijrat from Madinah Sharif to other parts of the world for the sake of the propagation of the deen of Islam. But I explained the other day that we all talk a lot about deen and the propagation of the deen, but we haven't even got the himmat of presenting the deen to one maid that works for us, or one laborer that works for us, or any non-Muslim who is our neighbor, or anybody that we are trading with or dealing with. We haven't got the himmat and courage to make any kind of tabligh to them. And then even in our own homes and our own families, we are so weak that we cannot say anything that is haq, that is truth. We are always worried about what the person will say, what the people will say. So if that is our condition, then we must do the reverse. They made hijrat from that side, out of Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, and wherever they went, they got the sawab of being in Madina Sharif and multiple rewards and sawab. And we have to do the reverse, that make hijrat from where we are to Madina Sharif. For what? For the protection of that little deen that we have. For that reason. Shaitan and nafs are very, very shrewd. They will say, no, you must stay where you are so that you can do the work of deen and da'wat. But how much of it are we doing? And compare it with the number of fitnas that we are trapped in. Even if we are doing a little bit of work of deen, look at the number of fitnas that we are already trapped in. We can be in the first saf in the masjid and then hooked on the porn sites of the internet. Then we're reading the filthy magazines. Then we're listening music when there's nobody around. And we are engaging and indulging in what kind of sins. We deal every day, people are writing from different parts of the world. So at such a time, what should we be doing? That little flame that is there, we don't know when that breeze of sin will blow it away. And that iman too will go away. One brother who was encouraging his own brother to come onto the line of Sirat-e-Mustaqim, or come onto Deen and give up his bad habits and become pious and righteous. Today that same brother, he doesn't want to listen to anything about Deen. And the brother says that he has become a mulhid, he has become an atheist. He says there is no such thing as existence of God also now. Dangerous, very dangerous. Oh. We will just get bogged here again if we have to explain to you some of the things.
Bharosa bhul kar bhi tum na karna apni daulat par nahi aasa kisi ko us कठन मंजिल का सर करना.
I explain this in detail. Don't ever trust the wealth. Use the wealth. Make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with wealth. But don't ever trust the wealth. Don't make the wealth into Allah and God, Almighty God. People with palaces, gold mines, oil wells and what in their possession had to leave this world empty-handed. Nobody has left from this world with anything.
Na kuch maalo daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega.
So don't trust that wealth. Make use of it, acquire it in a halal way and use it correctly. Say, nahi asa, it's not easy to pass that manzil of sakarat and go into barzakh and then again the questioning of the angels, the qabar, now all that is not easy. The person who has got the realization that there is a day of judgment and accountability, and the person who believes truly in akhirat, in jannat, jahannam, so then he will be concerned about that akhirat. The person who is not concerned, or he doesn't truly believe in the akhirat, then he will say, this world must enjoy life, what else must you do here?
Bharosa bhul kar bhi tum na karna apni daulat par nahi aasa kisi ko us
کٹھن منزل کا سر کرنا، بلا لے جس کو مرضی ہو، نکالے جس کو جی چاہے، انہی کی دست قدرت میں ہے سب زیر و زبر کرنا. Whom so ever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala desires, and whom so ever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives permission, he is the one that will come and settle in Madina Sharif. If there is no permission from that side, for whatever reason, then even if the person is there, the conditions will come about in his life that he will leave and go away from there. He will make complaints, he will find problems, he will find difficulty, he will find hardship there. He will not be able to tolerate and bear the conditions. And then he will pack up and say, I want to get away to America, Europe, other parts of the world where I can live a nice, good life. That's what will happen. So, bula le jisko marzi ho, nikale jisko ji chahe. It is in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hands. We must have our gaze on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ask Him to create the conditions for us to settle. And that when we settle there, then we must live with full consideration of the dignity of that place, the sacredness of that place.
Ummide us se rakhna jis ki rahmat hai jahano par, usi se maangna aur bas usi par tum nazar karna.
Have great hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and have hope in His rahmat and His mercy, and beg of Him. Keep your gaze focused on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's treasures and Allah ta'ala's rahmat and Allah ta'ala's mercy. Now we discussed all this last week.
Ye markaz hai muhajar hai musalmanon ka awwal se, پہنچ جاؤ مقدر سے تو غفلت سے حذر کرنا.
This is the place of hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a place where the sahaba ikram made hijrat. From the beginning it is a place where hijrat was made. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives somebody the tawfiq to make hijrat from his town, his city, his country and go to Madina Sharif, so then, ghaflat se hazar karna. Stay far, far away from negligence, from indifference.
Tijarat ke irade se na aana is taraf hargiz, قناعت سے یہاں رہنا شرافت سے گزر کرنا. قناعت سے یہاں رہنا شرافت سے گزر کرنا.
Don't come specifically with the niyat of tijarat. Come here for the protection of deen. Come here to be the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come here to get the rahmat and the barakat and the anwarat of that mubarak place. Come here to get all the blessings of Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. Salat and salam at the Rosa Mubarak. Namaz in Riyazul Jannah. And all the other benefits that are there. Come for all those reasons. and with a great desire in the heart to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. That's what we should come here for. Tijarat must be a sideline thing. And then make qanaat. Don't be there with that same obsession that we have here, that nothing but increase, increase, increase we want. So when you come there, there must be sharafat and qanaat. Stay with nobility, with dignity. Stay in a disciplined manner, dignified manner. There must not be just shar and afat. From sharafat, everything is gone now. But sirf shar or afat reh gayi. In sharafat, only shar and afat is left now. Whereas sharafat was discipline, dignity, nobility. So he says, come here and make qanaat. Be content with what risk Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Live a life, nobody says, don't make use of the ni'mats. But don't come there just with one intention, that millions of people come here, so there's no better place to make business than Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. If the person is going with that intention, then he'd rather stay in South Africa, rather stay in America, rather stay in other parts of the world, wherever he is, and then do a lot of business and go visit Madina Sharif sometimes and come back. Rather let the heart be there and the body be here, than that the body is there and the heart is here.
Haram mein khub ja ja kar maze lena ibadat ke isi mein aake par rehna wahin shaam o sahar karna.
Haram mein khub ja ja kar. Go to the Haram Sharif. Go to the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Go to the Baytullah Sharif. Haram mein ja ja kar. Khub mazay lena ibadat ke. What must we do there? Enjoy the ibadat. Where else will we get that kind of environment? Where else will we get that kind of serenity, that kind of tranquility? Not to go there and miss out on those opportunities and spend all the time in bazaars and marketplaces and futile talk and discussion and make very, very old day there. So he says, Haram mein ja ja kar mazay lena ibadat ke. Enjoy the ibadat of the Haram Sharif. Where else will we have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a few meters away from us? Anywhere in the world will we have. If a person is in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he is in Riyazul Jannah, and if he is close to the green gate there, so then he is right next to the door of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's house. Where can we have that opportunity? And if he is on the other side, then he is on the feet side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, very, very close. And if he's standing in the front and saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayk, Ya Rasulullah, then it is as if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is directly looking at him. And he's reading there, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِظَّلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَعُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. So he said, حرم میں خوب جا جا کر مزے لینا عبادت کے. And then come and enjoy the day and night in the Haram Sharif. We go to our rooms, we go to our hotels to go and rest for a little while, to go and eat, to go and drink, and to fulfill our needs of this world. But after that, balance of the time is spent in the Haram Sharif. We must not look at those who are gone old, those who are sick, those who are weak. But at one time they were spending all the time in the Haram Sharif. We must look at our strength, our youth, our capacity, and make the best of the opportunity. Look at Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi from Zohar till Asar, Asar till Maghrib. Then he makes iftar with some khajur or something. then again till Isha. After Isha, until they close the doors, sitting. Where can we sit like that?
عزیزوں کو مجھے اکراز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا، کسی پر نکتہ چینی سے ہمیشہ محترز رہنا، کہیں باہر نکل نہ ہو تو نیچی نظر کرنا، کسی پر نکتہ چینی سے ہمیشہ محترز رہنا، کہیں باہر نکل نہ ہو تو بس نیچی نظر کرنا.
So when you're in Madina Sharif, now this nasihats are for everywhere also, it's not only for Madina Sharif. You see, all this criticism and condemnation and ridiculing and running down everybody and looking down upon people and considering others as inferior to us and us as very superior because of little ibadat, zikr, tilawat, then we think that we have reached the seventh heaven. I say these things must not be in our life, especially in Madina Sharif. What are we going to get sitting there and just talking and talking about this person, that person, gossiping and washing away all our good deeds? Kahin bahar nikalna ho, and if you have to come outside, then lower your gazes. Every person who is in Madina Sharif is a guest of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now if the person is going to ogle at some woman there, he's going to cast lustful glances at some woman there, then it means that he is casting lustful glances at a guest of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will tolerate that? When it is haram everywhere else, then how much more haram it's going to be there? Now there we know that we are going to be confronted on the streets, on the bazaars, and in fact it's more there than here. So at that time, nichi nazar karna, accidental first glance is maaf. But just because there are women coming from all parts of the world, so now the person is enjoying, or his nafs is enjoying. So then at that time he must realize that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, zina al-ayn al-nazr. Zina of the eyes is casting glances. So what's going to happen? That the person is committing zina in Madina Sharif. Make my maghfirat. That was the only thing he couldn't say. So some sins are like that, that the tawfiq of tawbah is taken away. Then that person, the iman also goes. As I just gave you the example of that person, that he was the one encouraging others, and today he doesn't want to even hear the name of Islam, iman, Quran. He doesn't want to even believe in the existence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we must not have any kind of pride in our hearts. Most of the times this happens when the person is proud and arrogant, when he's too proud of the work that he is doing or the ibadat that he is making. Then the person falls from grace. So whatever tawfiq the person gets, then make a lot of shukr on it. Adopt humility, lower ourselves, annihilate ourselves. Don't consider ourselves to be some great waliullahs of this world. Consider ourselves to be the weakest and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. Ask Him for His rahmat, for His forgiveness, for His mercy. And that will not prevent a person from making any progress in life. I've said many, many times, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at his humility. Great, great ambassadors of other countries are coming to meet him. He's lying down on the ground there. His clothes are full of dust, patches on his clothes. He annihilates himself so much that one time the big ambassadors came and they gave, after they left, so then he took a bag of water and started giving everybody water. So they said, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "Because a slight thought came into my heart. Umar, you are great, now you're meeting big ambassadors. Look at this." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, one day he saw his kurta, he seemed to have liked his kurta, it seemed very nice. So he asked for a scissors and he cut his sleeve with that scissors. And he left it like that. Now somebody asked him, "Why did you do this?" He said, "Just the thought came that you are looking very nice in this." Now there's nothing wrong, it's not that it was haram. With shukar, if the person wears it, so it's not necessary, he must take scissors and cut it off. Does it mean everybody who likes his kurtana must cut it out with the scissors? Mustn't misunderstand also. But they left some lessons for us. They look at the fanaiyat of their nafs, annihilation of their nafs. They did not want any kind of pride to come into their hearts. And my experience with a lot of cases is that the moment this pride comes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala drops the person flat onto the ground. Something happens where the person then realizes that this was due to that pride. One person was very proud, and because people congratulated him that you can read 20-30 nights Taraweeh without a single mistake. No mistake. He knew the Quran Sharif so well. He can read the whole Quran Sharif in one rakat if he wished to, without a single mistake. That's how he knew his Quran Sharif. But where did he make a mistake? In Inna Atwaina Kalkawthar, Wa Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr, one of those two surahs. That is where he made it. It was in Wal Asr. Now that Qari Sahib and the person who knew so well, now in the Taraweeh, he comes to Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Then supposed to be وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. But instead he went away to Wattin. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. And now every person in the Jamaat knew Surah was Wal Asr. So whether the person was Hafiz or not Hafiz, everyone shouted. Everyone gave Luqma, because they said the Qari Sahib and the Imam Sahib in Taraweeh must know Surah Yasin well. If he doesn't know Surah Yasin well, he's got a problem. Because if he makes a mistake in Surah Yasin, the whole masjid will give luqma. So like that, everybody gave him luqma. So then he said, this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's way of tarbiyah. That no mistake anywhere, you make a mistake there. Sometimes it is for reason of pride. But does not mean now again that anybody who makes a mistake, then straight away we say, this Shaykh had a lot of pride, that's why this happened. This Maulana had a lot of pride, this Qari Sahib had pride. Then we'll come again like that parrot with a bald head. They'll say, must be your master and your boss also gave you a good hiding on your head, that's why you went bald. So some people do choose other reasons, Allah Ta'ala only knows. So we must make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection of our iman. It is a great ni'mat and a great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا مولا forgive each and every one of us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience, hearing, speech for your disobedience, so much of our wealth for your disobedience. You are the one who blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning, with our hands and feet moving. Oh my beloved Allah, but we have shown no appreciation for all the ni'mat. The greatest ni'mat you blessed us with was Iman and Islam. We show no appreciation for these great ni'mat and bounties. My beloved Allah, the life which is gone is gone. We cannot bring back a single second from that life. But the life that remains, my beloved Allah, we are begging of you, change the condition of that life. Make us all yours and become ours. Create the conditions for us to settle in Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Baqi. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Who else is there to protect us from fitnas besides you? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no one else for us besides you. Whatever, my beloved Allah, we possess, it is nothing but your bounty and your ni'mat. Ya Allah, protect us from arrogance, from pride, from jealousy, from envy, from greed. Ya Allah, save us from evil.
passions and desires. Ya Allah, don't let us follow the dictates of our nafs. Prevent us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us all with good life, with happiness, with prosperity, with contentment. Bless us with tawakkul in you, with trust in you, with faith in you, with yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, those in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, give us all the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all parents, teachers, young, old, neighbors, families, children. Ya Allah, give us all the tawfiq to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, bless us all with the hidayat and guidance of doing everything that is pleasing to you and distancing ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. There is no one for us besides you. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of all those who have raised their hands this part of the night. Remove their pain, their suffering, the sickness, the diseases and hardships. Throughout the world, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through very, very difficult and trying times. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain. Help and assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, help the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Thursday night will be again at half past seven, inshallah.